Jaguar. Hello, listeners. It is us once again, your favourite Cockney scallywags, Arthur and Charlie Chimbley.
Welcome back to our 21st episode, listeners.
We have come of age.
We can count to 21 now.
And we got the key to the door.
We would like to dedicate this episode to two passionate theatrical singers, Marianne Faithfull and Jack Brill.
Now, you may remember, listeners, that last week we played Jack Brill singing the Port of Amsterdam in his mother tongue.
What about his father's tongue, Arthur?
No, in his mother's tongue, which was French with a Belgian accent.
Anyway, we found a copy of Marianne Faithfull singing that very song, except in her father's tongue.
Or mother's.
Nonetheless, Arthur, in English, so our listeners can finally understand it.
Right.
In the port of Amsterdam, there's a sailor who sings of the dreams that he brings from the wide open sea. In the port of Amsterdam, there's a sailor who sleeps while the river bank weeps to the old willow tree. In the port of Amsterdam, there's a sailor who dies, full of beer, full of cries, in a drunken town fight. In the port of Amsterdam, there's a sailor who's born on a hot, muggy morn by the dawn's early light. In the port of Amsterdam, where the sailors all meet, there's a sailor who eats only fish heads and tails, and he'll show you his teeth that have rotted too soon, that can haul up the sails, that can swallow the moon. And he yells to the cook with his arms open wide, "Hey, bring me more fish, throw it down by my side." And he wants though to belch, but he's too full to try. So he stands up and laughs, and he zips up his fly. In the port of Amsterdam, you can see sailors dance, Porsches bursting their pants, grinding women to port. They've forgotten the tune that their whiskey voice croaked, splitting the night with the roar of their jokes. And they turn and they dance and they laugh and they lust to the rancid sound of the accordion burst. And out of the night with their pride and their pants and the sluts that they tow underneath the street lamps. In the port of Amsterdam, there's a sailor who drinks and he drinks and he...
Even in English, it's still so passionate and intense, ain't it, Arthur? Mm.
Now, speaking of passionate, let's have a listen to Jack Brill again.
Oh.
Yeah, with La Valse à Mille Temps.
You mean Master Brill on speed, right?
Oh, exactly. It's the waltz sped up to 1,000.
Kilometres.
Just 1,000.
Right.
Au premier temps de la valse, toute seule tu souris déjà. Au premier temps de la valse, je suis seul, mais je t'aperçois. Et Paris qui bat la mesure, Paris qui mesure notre émoi. Et Paris qui bat la mesure, me murmure, murmure tout bas. Une valse à trois temps, qui s'offre encore le temps, qui s'offre encore le temps de s'offrir des détours du côté de l'amour. Comme c'est charmant, une valse à quatre temps, c'est beaucoup moins dansant. C'est beaucoup moins dansant, mais tout aussi charmant qu'une valse à trois temps, une valse à quatre temps, une valse à vingt ans. C'est beaucoup plus troublant, c'est beaucoup plus troublant, mais beaucoup plus charmant qu'une valse à trois temps, une valse à vingt ans, une valse à cent ans, une valse à cent ans. Une valse à 100 ans, chaque carrefour dans Paris que l'amour rafraîchit au printemps. Une valse à 1000 temps, une valse à 1000 temps, une valse à 1000 temps, de patienter 20 ans pour que tu aies 20 ans et pour que j'aie 20 ans. Une valse à 1000 temps, une valse à 1000 temps, une valse à 1000 temps, offre aux amants 333 fois le temps de bâtir un roman. Au deuxième temps de la valse, on est deux, tu es dans mes bras. Au deuxième temps de la valse, nous comptons tous les deux, une, deux, trois. Et Paris qui bat la mesure, Paris qui mesure notre émoi. Et Paris qui bat la mesure, nous fredonne, fredonne déjà. Une valse à 3 temps, qui s'offre encore le temps, qui s'offre encore le temps de s'offrir des détours du côté de l'amour. Comme c'est charmant, une valse à 4 temps, c'est beaucoup moins dansant, c'est beaucoup moins dansant, mais tout aussi charmant qu'une valse à 3 temps, une valse à 4 temps, une valse à 20 ans, c'est beaucoup plus troublant, c'est beaucoup plus troublant, mais beaucoup plus charmant qu'une valse à 3 temps, une valse à 20 ans, une valse à 100 ans, une valse à 100 ans, une valse à 100 ans, chaque carrefour dans Paris que l'amour rafraîchit au printemps. Une valse à 1000 temps, une valse à 1000 temps, une valse à 1000 temps, de patienter 20 ans pour que tu aies 20 ans et pour que j'aie 20 ans. Une valse à 1000 temps, une valse à 1000 temps, une valse à 1000 temps, frosse nos amants 333 fois le temps de bâtir un roman. Au troisième temps de la valse, nous valsons enfin tous les trois. Au troisième temps de la valse, il y a toi, il y a l'amour et à moi. Et Paris qui bat la mesure, Paris qui mesure notre émoi. Et Paris qui bat la mesure, laisse enfin éclater sa joie.
Blimey, that was a merry-go-round and a half.
Very passionate, very French, and very Jack Brel.
Yeah, but tell you who else can be passionate, besides the French.
Who?
The Germans.
No, they might be disciplined, but not passionate.
Oh, but what about Bertolt Brecht and Kurt Weill, eh? Let's listen to one of their songs from the Frippery Opera, Pirate Jenny.
Oh, I know that song. Remember, Mum used to sing it to us as a lullaby.
Yeah, it's about a waitress dreaming of what would happen if she was a pirate.
I didn't know that song was German.
Well, this is Marianne Faithfull singing it in English.
Oh.
You lads see me wash the glasses, wipe the floors, make the beds. I'm the best of servants. You can kindly throw me pennies and I thank you very much. And you see me ragged and tattered in this dirty shit hotel. You don't know in hell who's talking. You still don't know in hell who's talking. Yet one fine day there will be roars from the harbour and you'll ask what is all that screeching for. And you'll see me smiling as I dunk the glasses. And you'll say, what's she got to smile at for? And the ship, 8 sails shining, 55 cannons wide, sir, waits there at the quay. You say, work on, wipe the glasses, my girl, and just slip me a dirty sixpence, and your pennies will be taken, and your beds will be made, but I doubt if 40 winks will come anybody's way. You still don't know in hell who's talking. You still don't know in hell who's talking. Still, one fine day there'll be a loud bang from the harbour, and you'll ask Jesus Christ, what was that bang? And you'll see me standing right behind the window. And you'll say, why's she got the evil eye? And the ship, 8 sails shining, 55 cannons wide, sir, it will be aimed at this town.
He's not so vile in the end.
But he was Kurt.
Very short. Oh. I thought he was quite a tall man.
Well, not as tall as the woman that leaves Jack Brel in our next song.
Ne me quit pas, which means don't quit me.
Or perhaps don't cancel me.
Yeah.
Ne me quitte pas. Il faut oublier. Tout s'oublier. Qui s'enfuit déjà. oublier le temps des malentendus et le temps perdu à savoir comment oublier ces heures qui tuaient parfois à coup de pourquoi le cœur du bonheur ne me quitte pas. Ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas. Moi, je t'offrirai des perles de pluie venues de pays où il ne pleut pas. Je creuserai la terre jusqu'après ma mort pour couvrir ton corps d'or et de lumière. Je ferai un domaine où l'amour sera roi, où l'amour sera loi, où tu seras reine. Ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas.
I think that song must have meant don't leave me, because it was so passionate and intense.
Yeah, I don't think people would be that passionate about being cancelled, would they?
Now, Arthur, Surabaya Johnny cancels Marianne Faithfull in this next song, and it makes her very passionate indeed.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I had just turned 16 that season when you came up from Burma to stay, and you told me I ought to travel with you. You were sure it would be okay. When I asked how you earned your living, I can still hear what you said to me. You had some kind of job on the railway and had nothing to do with the sea. You said a lot, Johnny, all one big lie, Johnny. You cheated me blind, Johnny, from the minute we met. I hate you so, Johnny, when you stand there grinning, Johnny. Take that damn pipe out of your mouth, you rat. Surabaya Johnny, no one's meaner than you. Surabaya Johnny, my God, and I still love you so. Surabaya Johnny, why am I feeling so blue? You have no heart, Johnny, and I still love you so. At the start, every day was Sunday, till we went on our way one fine night. And before two more weeks were over, you thought nothing I did was right. So we trekked up and down through the Punjab, from the source of the river to the sea. When I look at my face in the mirror, there's an old woman staring back at me. You didn't want love, Johnny. You wanted cash, Johnny. But I saw your lips, Johnny, and that was that. You wanted it all, Johnny. I gave you more, Johnny. Take that damn pipe out of your mouth, you rat.
Dramatic is more the word I would use, Charlie. That is another song by the Germans, would you believe?
Not Vile and Kurt.
I'll give you Vile and Kurt. No, it was Bert and Kurt.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it's curtains for us and Surabaya Arthur.
I think you might mean sayonara, Charlie. It's time to say goodbye. Nothing can be armed in this episode.
No, not one thing, because we simply don't have time.
And it's bonsoir from me.
And gute Nacht from him.
Bonsoir. Gute Nacht.
I like driving in my car, even with a flat tyre.
I think you might mean bonsoir, Charlie.
I'll give you bonsoir.
How about a bonbon?
Mm-hmm.
cup of tea.
I like